NPR's Laura Seidel covers Silicon Valley and technology from San Francisco, which means that when the annual Game Developers Conference comes to town, Laura gets to go play all the latest video games for her job. In exchange, she tells us about all the cool stuff coming down the pike, and this year it is all about virtual reality. Technology, Laura says, is so real, it can be scary.
I had a lot of experiences this past week. I shot birds out of the sky with my eyes. My fingers were on fire. I flew on top of a drone over the Arctic, sat in a dungeon across from a really scary guy, looked into the jaws of a dragon.
There is something about you.
That's Smaug, the dragon from the actual Hobbit film. After I put on virtual reality goggles, it was me, not Bilbo, who was staring into his massive jaws, even though I was standing in an empty room.
And he's walking towards me and above me. Oh, wow.
I felt like running, but there was no place to go. Every direction I turned my head, it looked as if I were in a dragon's lair.
One of the interesting things about virtual reality is that it's sort of this hybrid medium between a game and a movie.
Kim Librari, CTO of Epic Games, helped create this experience, which was largely an experiment, and it isn't available to consumers yet. Librari says they used Smaug's real dialogue from the film, but...
If we'd said you are Bilbo, you would have felt a little bit weird because you would have heard this sort of voice talking back to Smaug and it would have been like, hold on, I'm me, I'm not Bilbo.
This particular experience used the most well-known virtual reality headset, Oculus Rift, the company that was purchased by Facebook last year for $2 billion. But there were other headsets on display here.
Is it too tight or is it okay?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm trying on a headset from a Swiss company called Mind Maze. Among its features is that it can drop a layer of virtual reality on top of the real thing. I look down at my hands, the real ones.
So I see, like, flames coming out of my fingers.
CEO of the company, Tej Tati, touches my hand.
Ah, I see. So I'm burning you now.
So in a game, I might be able to torch an entire city by shooting flames from my fingers. It's an important technological leap, says Tati, because with this headset, you can see your hands, and in many VR experiences, you can't.
Just by getting your body into the picture, into these virtual worlds where your body is your controller versus just joysticks, which is artificial, you can just use your hands as you would in the real world. That opens up a whole new way of interacting with games.
And this is the conference where those new ideas are shared with the people making the games of the future. Tim Sweeney, who founded Epic Games, which created the Hobbit experience, thinks virtual reality is kind of where smartphones were over a decade ago. Remember the first iPhone? And look at what we've got now.
I think we're on track now where there are going to be such enormous improvements every few months in the hardware and in the software and in the media itself that we're on track. It's a continuous revolution from here onward.
Of course, this could all be a lot of hype. Remember 3D TV? If you don't, that's okay. It required wearing silly glasses in front of your TV. But analysts think VR is much more compelling. Last year, in addition to the $2 billion Facebook paid for Oculus, investors put another $500 million into virtual reality. And analysts think there is a real-world future for it. Unfortunately, it's likely to be at least a year before most consumers will get to try it. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.